can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The clock is ticking on the 2 weeks that President Trump says might decide whether he gets the U.S. involved in Israel's war to destroy Iran's nuclear program. CBS News White House correspondent Willie James Inman says one new development may show Trump is prepared for it.
B-2 bombers departed Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri on Saturday en route to Guam, according to multiple U.S. officials. The stealth bombers are the only jets capable of carrying a massive bunker-busting bomb that could be used to strike Iran's Fordow underground nuclear facility. The movement of the jets does not confirm any decision has been made by the president. Mr. Trump is expected to meet with his national security team at the White House.
And he's headed back there now for that meeting. The BBC's David Harper says publicly, Iran's leader is digging in.
Iran's president, Masoud Pezeshkian, has insisted his country will never agree to stop all nuclear activities as Israel continues to strike targets nationwide. But he said Iran was ready to cooperate with others on its civilian nuclear energy program.
Heat advisories are up in more places than we have time to say, with many headed into the triple digits during the first summer weekend. CBS New York's Ali Bauman.
The heat wave comes after widespread severe storms over the last few days, including a tornado in Clarksville, Missouri, flooding in Macomb County, Michigan, and heavy rain up and down the East Coast. 15-year-old Yassine Khalifa survived a lightning strike Thursday in New York City's Central Park.
I can see, but I can't talk. I can't move. So I'm just kind of locked in my body for a second until I get into the ambulance, and I feel everyone trying to shake me.
Columbia University student and pro-Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil is back with his family after being held by ICE for months at Louisiana Detention Center. His release came after a judge ruled that he is not a danger to the country. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was among the supporters greeting him at Newark Liberty Airport.
We wish for Mahmoud and his family to be able to enjoy some peace after an incredibly difficult 104 days, but we also have a path ahead of us. This is not over, and we will have to continue to support this case.
Immigration protests have quieted down in Los Angeles, but the National Guard is still there, and Mayor Karen Bass tells community leaders she's not sure what's ahead.
We are entering a period of uncertainty that's a little scary. Not a little scary, it's very scary, because we don't really know where this is going, how long this will last. We have thousands of federalized National Guards, U.S. Marines here, for God knows what, because everything is going along okay in the city.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir.
Here'th my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get'th with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Salvage crews have finished recovering a British-owned mega yacht from the waters off the Italian coast. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco has more from Rome.
The Bayesian, a luxury superyacht that sunk in a violent storm off the coast of Sicily on August 19th last year, has been lifted fully out of the water by salvage workers today. Seven people died in that incident, including UK tech magnate Mike Lynch. Italian authorities are conducting a full criminal investigation to understand what caused the 184-foot sailing vessel to sink.
Greenlanders have been celebrating big time. It's National Day that marks the summer solstice with everything from music and dance to the ceremonial firing of cannons. It's a 24-hour celebration because there are 24 hours of sunlight there. It's been a national holiday since 1985. Peter King, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Extreme heat warning through the weekend. A low only in the upper 70s tonight and mostly clear. Hot, humid, hazy for tomorrow. Highs in the upper 90s. Heat index triple digits. Some storms on Monday. Staying hot with highs in the mid 90s. Right now it's 93.
Down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks, people will be down, 'cause that's the side of town I was born in. Out of her, she loves me, but I don't fit her society. the park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
You'll catch them surfing at the
inside, outside,
Ventura County line,
inside, outside, USA,
Santa Cruz and
Trinidad,
inside, outside,
USA, Australia,
USA, all over Manhattan,
inside, outside,
and down Bohemian Way,
inside, outside,
everybody's gone surfing
USA.
Never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. has some bottom, so that the dancer just won't hide.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
WRJN celebrates Independence Day this year as a proud 4th Fest sponsor, and you can help raise funds for the event by participating in the 4th Fest annual golf outing on June 28th at Ives Grove. Singles, couples, and foursomes are welcome. The fee is $120 per person and helps present all of the fun 4th Fest events. To reserve your spot, call Lou at 262-620-4274. Registration at 10, best ball starts at 11 as we prepare for 4th Fest.
This update sponsored by UW. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
The Milwaukee Brewers have partnered with GovX to offer 50% off select tickets to active duty military, veterans, first responders, government employees, and teachers at Sunday through Thursday games, courtesy of Vortex. Visit brewers.com/govx.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. HIMS.com/JOY.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Environmental groups say the Midwest grid operator, MISO, is pushing an emergency energy plan that discriminates against wind and solar, the two cheapest ways to produce energy in our state. The plan favors fast-tracking construction of gas-burning power plants at the expense of clean energy projects. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rejected a similar plan from MISO last month, but environmental groups say this one is even worse, with few guardrails to ensure fossil fuel projects are actually needed. Once again, Wisconsin had the biggest wild turkey season in North America. More than 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested in our state this spring. The Department of Natural Resources reintroduced the birds into our ecosystem in 1976 and has been managing the hunt ever since. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Where I wanna go. Now I'm a Punisher City, 'cause it's too-
decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
You know you should be glad. you know you should be glad.
If it's peace you find in dying, and if dying time is near, just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah, crazy cold way down there. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world. Carry on, carry on.
Racine Raiders football is on the air.
Pump fake by Locke, throwing to Payne along the near sideline, makes the catch, slips a tackle, Payne loose, down the sideline. Feel the pain, touchdown. Raiders!
The Racine Raiders broadcast network. Now on Home Team Network. And back on WRJN. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM.
Locke gives to Banco. Banco up the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders!
Racine Raiders football is brought to you by Active Body Fitness, personal and small group fitness training, Anton Painting and Decorating. Transform your home. Domino's Pizza. Try their Parmesan Stuffed Crust Pizza today. Educators Credit Union. Achieving more together. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty. Where strong Wisconsin roots unlock the home you've been dreaming of. Our Harmony Club. Enriching lives. Easing care. Creating connections. Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Senior Helpers of Racine and Kenosha, senior care only better. Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. Woodman's Food Markets, low prices every aisle, every day.
The Racine Raiders, back to back.
Now, here's the Racine Raiders broadcast team with tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome to Historic Horlick Athletic. For the Racine Raiders taking on the River City Rough Riders in football action here tonight. The River City Rough Riders here from the Midwest United Football League, a team that we are used to seeing here as the played here the last 2 years for against these Racine Raiders. I'm Evan Witalison, filling in for Don Wadowitz today as he is on assignment. Joined by Tyler Sorensen, who's filling in for me today as I bumped over one chair. And Tyler, it is a hot one here tonight, as with the heat index, it's currently about 104. And to go along with that, very strong wind coming out of the south-southwest consistently at about 24, 25 miles per hour. And that's not including the wind gust that's coming through.
Yeah, it really is. And like you said, it's going to be very hot tonight. I'm hoping a lot of these guys are playing water, drinking water, making sure they don't cramp up. And especially, like you said, that wind is like consistent, if not with the wind gust, probably not going to see a lot of go into the road, basically.
Hey, you're stealing my line. I was saying that before the game that I mean, if you want to bet, one ends up in the street. But with the weather, like the wind we're having, it's going to affect the passing game for both teams going either direction. You're going to either have a deep overthrow if you're going with the wind at your back, or the wind can definitely knock it down, and punting into the wind might be an adventure too.
Yeah, it really is, and especially too talking with the Rough Riders, they're more of a spread offense. Don't like to run the ball all too much, so I'm worried about. Hey, it's going to be a tough game for them, especially if they're not going to be running the ball that much. How are you going to be able to move the ball consistently, and especially with the Raiders as well? Obviously, they're very run game first, but it could hurt them in the long run, especially if they get backed in like those third and long situations.
Yeah, definitely. Well, again, I'm Evan Witalison, joined by Tyler. Have a pretty full crew here today. Jeremy and Quinn are our social media specialists. Jack is our statistician. We have Dave and Ian running camera, and Nick is our producer here on site for the video, and Greg Bach is our WRJN producer at the WRJN studios. We are part of the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network. We're WRJN and Home Team Live. And the Raiders last week had a tough loss, dropping a game by 1 point, 16-15 in overtime. And it's going to be a tough one here for the Raiders here tonight as the River City Rough Riders come in 5-1 overall, 3-0 in their conference.
Yeah, and especially...
We're going to throw it over to our public address announcer as he's going to give you our announcement.
Tim Korish, Jay Peoples, and James Williams. The Rough Riders head coach is Washington Park High School alum Dan Bridges.
Andrew filling in on the PA tonight for Dan Pfeiffer. Waiting for the Raiders to come out. Like last week, we got a bit of a delay waiting for them to come out of the locker room. And last week, the had to send one of the officials there to knock on the door and tell them that, hey, we got a football game here to play. Oh.
Yeah, it really is. And especially, too, going back to last week, tough game for the Raiders. Lost in overtime, 16-15. A lot of the times, they just beat themselves, it felt like. So you're hoping that, hey, get a little bit extra preparation. Make sure, hey, we're not going to beat ourselves today. Get more focused, get more consistent throughout the game today.
Yeah, and today is a perfect game for the Raiders to get that ground game going. You mentioned that the Rough Riders don't really like to run the ball too much. They go more spread. Well, if you're able to get a running game going with Rashawn Heron, Tom Banco, Howard Triplett, Travis Hayes, Jason Kelly, Tev Allen, if you're able to get that running game going, you're going to be wearing out this Rough Rider defense. I don't know what they have about, over 30 players here. I just don't know what that depth looks like. And if you can get long sustained drives, you're going to tire them out with this heat.
Yeah, and especially too, like you mentioned, the ground and pound situation. I know talking with Coach Dan Bridges, he was saying like, hey, we got a very deep front seven. But at this point, like, hey, like you mentioned, like there's only 30 people here. If you do get that rotation, it is hot, it is humid, you're going to be wearing down a lot faster than what you normally will. When it is just like, hey, it's like 80 degrees, pretty windy, but not too much. So it's just going to be one of those things where you just got to make sure you know what you're doing with your team and make sure you get those right rotations in at the right time.
Yeah, the current temperature here at Horlick Field is 93, feels like 104, and I'm guessing it's even hotter on the field.
Oh, yeah, especially with it being turf as well. Just that humidity right there is just going to rise up even faster.
Well, the players for the Raiders are starting to take the field. So we're going to send it back to the public address announcer, Andrew, as he is going to announce the defense for the Raiders here tonight. Oh, some of them are moising out, not all of them yet. So, just kidding.
And now, Raiders fans, it's time to celebrate tradition. It's time to represent Racine, and it's time to meet the most successful franchise in the history of minor league football. Here is your hometown team, your back-to-back national champion, Racine Raiders.
Well, looks like we are having a slight change of plans here. I guess with the wind, because of the wind, we have no tunnel. So it looks like they're just going to be coming out and introduced as a team. The Raider captains are out on the field. Andre Locke.
Being introduced as a team, the Racine Raiders.
Jake Zimmerman is one of the captains. Shanat Carey, one of the captains. Baby Davis. And then Elvin Turner as well, ready for the coin toss. And congratulations to Jacob Zimmerman, as he had another kid born today, or either today or yesterday. Got word of that. So congratulations to him and his family as they welcome a new addition to their family.
Yeah, and you know that he's like, hey, especially being that offensive lineman that he is, he's like, hey, I'm not missing this game even through the birth of my child. So he's going to be out here. You're going to be expecting – I feel like there's going to be a lot of stuff on his mind today. But, hey, if he can come out here and ball out, then, hey, he comes out here and balls out as much as he can.
Jackson Jacob Zimmerman. So that's the baby and mom baby. And, obviously, Jacob are out doing well, as Jacob is suited up, ready to play here as we take on the River City Rough Riders. The River City Rough Riders head coach is Dan Bridges. Coaching staff is we're going to do the national anthem.
Horlick Athletic Field. And now, to honor our communities and country with the national anthem, please bring your attention to Director of Titan Strings Chamber Orchestra and Lighthouse Brigade of Racine at Walden High School, Laura Shop of Olive.
Apologize for not having the mic for the national anthem, as didn't have the microphone on. So there we go. I'm going to send it back over to the public address announcer, where Keith Turner is the head referee here, the white hat, and he would be doing the coin toss. Didn't catch the name of the honorary captain, but they'll be introduced by our public address announcer.
Our honorary captain for tonight's coin toss, presented by sponsor Angry Brothers Pub and Grill, also the Lanes on 20, wife of Greg Landerman, Jackie Landerman. Now let's send it down to the referee, Keith Turner, on the field for tonight's coin toss. Gentlemen.
All right, good afternoon, gentlemen. Welcome to Horlick Field. Okay, Rough Riders, you are the visitors, okay? We have a heads and a tails. Transparency, tails, and a heads. What's going to be your call? Tails is his call. It is the tails. Defer your choice in a second. Raiders, you like to receive. Which way would you like to kick it? Want to kick it to the north, okay? Rough Riders on this side, Raiders on this side.
The Rough Riders won the coin toss. They deferred to the second half. The Raiders will get the football here to start off with the ball, and they will be going from south to north. The starters for the Raiders across the offensive line Left tackle, Chanel Carey. Left guard, Jacob Zimmerman. Center is Nick Nelson. Right guard is Michael Hall. Right tackle, Javier Barascuella. Wide receiver, number 21, Bibby Davis. And number 14, Jaquez Woodland. Running back is either going to be Rashawn Heron or Tom Banco. Tight end, Dylan Flores. The H-back, Bubba Revolinski. And at quarterback is Andre Locke Jr., numero uno at the quarterback position. And Tyler, before we do this kickoff, what are your feelings for the keys to victory here for the Raiders?
Keys to victory is obviously number one, keep control of the ball. We saw that a lot last week. Both Locke, Shoyer, Schick, Tom Benko had there was just a bunch of turnovers and a bunch of not being able to consistently get the ball into your playmaker's hands. Get the ball into your playmaker's hands, and then you can just shine from there. Defensively, don't do dumb decisions. Obviously, we saw last week Elvin Turner got kicked out of the game due to multiple unsportsmanlike penalties. There's multiple unsportsmanlike penalties throughout the game last week. So just make sure you're mentally in the game. You don't want to take this out of the game and do stuff like that.
Returning the kickoff for the Raiders, Corey Dalton back deep right around the 5-yard line and kicking off for the Rough Riders to be Jared Kinsella kicking it off for the Rough Riders. He will be kicking from south to north, so the wind going to be at his back. Probably going to be a lot of touchbacks with kicks going in this direction. So one thing to keep in mind is the Raiders all season long have been playing by college rules. The Rough Riders typically play by professional rules, so we'll see how they adjust to that. Ready for play, whistle is in.